Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story. Oh, it's you. Brooke edged away from her seat companion. Of all the people she could have sat next to, she was stuck with the idiot who left his bag unattended at the airport. Seriously, who would do something that stupid? Brooke had barely been anywhere, but even she knew that. She scanned the plane, spotting a couple of vacant seats a few rows back. But why should she surrender her extra legroom seat? She glanced at the man sitting next to her. Even with the extra room, his knees almost touched the seat in front of him. Hi, I'm Ryan. His voice pulled her attention. Sorry about that bag thing before. I wasn't thinking straight. You can say that again. She should have asked for the single seat on the left. Well, we all do stupid things sometimes, he shrugged. So where are you going? We're all going to Sydney. Is this guy a bit thick or something? He pulled out his collar. That came out wrong. I meant... Excuse me, have you both flown in the emergency exit row before? The flight attendant interrupted their stilted conversation, showing them how to open the emergency exits before continuing with the general safety demonstration. As the engines rumbled and the plane began to move, Brooke clung to the armrest and stared out the window. They were still on the ground. She inhaled deeply, releasing the air through pursed lips. You okay? Ryan tapped Brooke's arm. The sudden touch made her flinch. Yeah, just a bit nervous. This is the second time I've flown anywhere. Brooke plugged her earbuds into her phone, double-checked it was in aeroplane mode, and then cued the guided meditation her mum had suggested. It's only a short flight, you'll be fine. Do you want a chat to keep your mind off it? Brooke rolled her earbuds between her fingertips as she considered. Ryan ran his knuckles over his jawline, then fiddled with his watch band. Maybe he was as nervous as she was. Her dad had said he thought Ryan was scared of flying, and that's why he'd rushed off without his bag. He would want her to help Ryan. She pushed a tight-lipped smile onto her face. Sure. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.